This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia today for talks with Saudi officials on how to respond to the attack on their oil facilities. U.S. officials say they believe the attack originated in Iran. Meanwhile, Tehran is threatening retaliation against the U.S. if it attacks. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iran's state-run news agency says Tehran is warning Washington any action taken against it following an attack on Saudi oil installations will immediately be met with a response from Iran, further raising Mideast tensions. It added Iran's response wouldn't be limited to the source of the threat, but without elaborating. In a further development, Iran's president and foreign minister may skip next week's high-level meetings at the UN, as the US has not yet issued them visas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP's Aaron Heller reports Israel's two main political parties remain deadlocked following an unprecedented repeat election, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu facing an uphill battle to hold on to his job.
The results are inconclusive. It's not clear right now who's going to be prime minister. It's not clear right now what the government is going to look like. We just know that once the official results come in, there's going to be a lot of jockeying and a lot of behind-the-scenes move before we figure out where exactly things are headed.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. A multi-pronged attack is underway on the Afghanistan National Electronic ID Distribution Center in Jalalabad. A government spokesman says an explosion at the front gate of the compound cleared the way for multiple attackers to enter, and that all happened Wednesday afternoon. Special forces surrounded the compound soon after, and fighting continues. So far, they have rescued at least 12 employees. Police in Liberia say a fire at a school east of Monrovia has killed at least 27 people, and many are thought to be children. From Washington, this is VOA News. The commander of a Rwandan Hutu militia wanted for alleged war crimes has been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Military sources tell VOA Sylvester Matakumura, leader of the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, was killed Wednesday morning in Congo's North Kivu province. President Trump has named Robert C. O'Brien as his new national security advisor, replacing John Bolton, who was fired last week. O'Brien currently serves as the special presidential envoy for hostage affairs at the State Department. The first impeachment hearing held by the House Democrats quickly turned hostile Tuesday. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Starting with the first question from House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler.
Is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski set the tone.
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
Lewandowski says the White House ordered him not to talk about his discussions with the president beyond what's in the Mueller report.
I'm respecting the White House's decision.
Nadler says the White House doesn't have that authority.
We should call this what it is. An absolute cover-up by the White House.
Lewandowski earlier blasted lawmakers for going down a rabbit hole with petty politics, drawing the president's attention. He tweeted from Air Force One, "Such a beautiful opening statement. Thank you, Corey." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prominent Hong Kong activists behind the months of protests were in Washington Tuesday to urge U.S. lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Hong Kong protest leader Joshua Wong and Hong Kong celebrity activist Denise Ho were part of a panel appealing for U.S. support during testimony before the Congressional Executive Commission on China. Wong told lawmakers he is sure historians will view 2019 as a turning point in Hong Kong's quest for human rights.
Nowadays, students and Hong Kong people are even ready to die for Hong Kong, and some already did. They believe that the only limit to their freedom is their death. This is the ultimate sacrifice for the motherland, and we must not forget them.
Hone warned that an erosion of the city's unique status would embolden China if the U.S. does not put pressure on Beijing. South Korea is following through with a pledge to remove Japan from a preferred list of nations that enjoy fast-track trade status. This is the latest chapter in an escalating diplomatic dispute tied to Japan's 20th century occupation of the Korean Peninsula. Wednesday's action comes just weeks after Tokyo removed South Korea from its white list of trusted trade partners. India's government is banning e-cigarettes, citing the alarming rate of vaping among the country's youth and causing breathing illnesses. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.